It is time for a little chit chat about the story. Submit to God early.
I'm gonna walk right past that.
Chit chat.
No.
Isn't that what kids say today?
Certainly not.
Oh.
That's what 90-year-olds say.
What?
Chit chat over some tea.
All right.
Okay, today we learned that you don't say chit chat. We learned of five more plagues, and after each plague, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Really a repetitive story here, but very important. The five plagues were, you know, death of the livestock, boils, huge, gross, nasty blisters, hail that like decimated everything, locusts, which are giant, gross grasshoppers that eat all of the fruit and vegetation, and darkness, this thick, you know, shadowy darkness. We learned that submitting to God early on is the best thing we can do. There will never be a time earlier than, well, right now, this moment.
That's right. So, on to the questions, Braden. Exodus 9, 14 through 17. No, through Moses, God said to Pharaoh this: "If you don't, I will send more plagues on you and your officials and your people. Then you will know that there is no one like me in all the earth. By now I could have lifted my hand and struck you and your people with a plague to wipe you off the face of the earth. But I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth. But you still lord it over my people and refused to let them go." All right, so here's the questions. Is God gracious by giving Pharaoh many chances to submit to him? And is God being mean, unkind, by sending the plagues against Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Hit pause and discuss.
Question number two, Pharaoh did not have a correct understanding of how great God is. I mean, Pharaoh would have thought of himself as somewhat of a god. That was their beliefs. We must continually be learning more about God, more about his character, more about his grace, more about his love for us. List five things that you can do as a group to learn more about God. Hit pause and share.
Question number three, do you think the following sentence could be true for you and me? "But I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth." Now, regardless of your answer, how will you respond to God? Hit pause and discuss.
Those are some really awesome questions, and I hope you guys have awesome discussion around them. Friends, we pray that God will continue to grow you in a relationship with him.
Hey, we're so grateful for you guys to have a little chit-chat.
Oh, boy.
Discussion. Thanks for tuning in. We do appreciate that. Now, find some others and share God's love with them. You guys have a great week.